And welcome you this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. Are we on up here? No. Is this any better? Am I unplugged up here? I don't know. About now. Oh, okay. All right. I am now plugged and ready to go. So hope you're ready to go too. We welcome you this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence on this beautiful winter morning. We have a number of announcements to bring to your attention. Notice there is still opportunity for some help with Club Rock. So if that's something that you would be interested in helping in, you can talk to Pastor Jim or talk to Mark Kettlehut about ways that you could volunteer and help with that. Our Christmas program, Sunday School Christmas program, they are doing rehearsals today, it looks like. Next Sunday, December 11th. And then on the 18th is our Christmas program, and that is during the Sunday School hour. And it's always a fun time, so we hope that you'll make plans to be here with us on the 18th for the Sunday School Christmas program. Tonight, the youth group is going to be putting up Christmas decorations here at the church, and so young people that are part of youth group, bring your creativity and your festive spirit and help decorate the church tonight. notice that we are still looking for suggestions for our 2023 Church Verse of the Year, and if you have any suggestions that you would like to make for that, please get those in today, as the elders will be meeting later this week, and they will be considering the suggestions that have been made for that. And there is also, beyond youth group tonight, there's also the Adorned Women's Bible Study tonight at 7. Have any other announcements today? Okay, our call to worship this morning is in Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. It says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God."
Again, we welcome each one of you. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. We're going to sing number 127 as we enter the second Sunday of Advent. We'll start incorporating Christmas carols and Advent songs. So I'll ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing 127, "Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne." Number 127, either in our hymn book or up on the screen. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal decree. My heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. The foxes found rest and the birds their nest in the shade of the forest tree, but
But the couch was the sod, or the Son of God, in the deserts of Galilee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn, they bore thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. When the heaven shall ring and the angels sing at the coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room for thee. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me.
Take a moment to greet one another. Let each other know that you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Those that may be joining us online, we've been having a couple sound issues today. We think we have at least some type of sound going through, but if you are watching from home, we are doing the best we can, but I think the issue is such that if we dealt with it, we might lose the feed. So we will limp through today. Just a couple of prayer requests to continue to pray for Rocky's healing from his shoulder surgery. Good to see him here today. I know he's getting a little stir crazy being at home. So, and then April is in the back. You have your MRI on Thursday to check to see what kind of ligament damage. She's upgraded to a full size boot. So I'm not sure that's a great upgrade, but so we'll be praying for her through the healing process. Also, yesterday's benefit for Joe Fanning and Scott Oleg Miller is the reminder to keep praying for those families through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tom. I see you. Oh, you don't have any bandages on. He's waving at me and I wasn't catching on. That is wonderful to see that the healing of his hand, that God preserved everything there, and he has full function from the table saw accident. Any other? Yeah, Jason.
Slim Shine auction went over yesterday very well. So it was a great time of fellowship, and we raised over $100,000, so we are very grateful.
Yes, that is a huge praise as part of the Sunshine family. The auction was held yesterday. That's Sunshine's largest fundraising event, and to see all those that came out, but also those who donated, and to see that number is $100,000 is over $100,000 is just a huge praise. So those that were able to make it out, and also have been praying for the benefit for Joe and Scott as well, praying that went well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have through the season of the year, the opportunity to celebrate each Sunday, both the coming of your Son to this earth, but also because it's Sunday, the reminder that he accomplished his mission and has risen from the dead. Father, as we stand at the beginning of our week, as we reflect back on the blessings, the different trials that we walk through, that you are not so far away, that you are not unaware, but more than just awareness, you are actively involved. Father, help us to see, especially when it comes to needs that we just seem to be at the end of our rope. Thank you that you are a God who is faithful, that you uphold every one of your promises, and you take care of our needs. We lift up these requests to you. We thank you for the way that yesterday's benefit and auction went for both Joe and Scott. We ask that you would continue to, as promised, walk with them. That you would bring peace of mind and heart, and we continue to pray for healing and for wisdom for the doctors as well as for the families. Father, we are grateful for all those that came out to SBA yesterday, for those that donated items, those that purchased them, just the time of fellowship. We continue to pray for the students and staff that you would continue to guide and direct. We think of students in our area, both Miller and the surrounding schools, as the semester is coming to a close. We pray that you would give each individual, both the staff and the students, the endurance to make it to the end. For those students that the studying, the tests, that you would bring peace of mind and heart. Father, we lift up April to you and the Haig family. We just ask that you would heal April's ankle and give her patience in the healing process. Thank you for her helpmate Ron and for her mom being around as well, and the boys. We pray that you would be with the doctors as they come together for the MRI this Thursday. And we also continue to pray for Rocky and the healing from his shoulder surgery, that you would bring full and complete healing, help him to be patient, especially in not getting to do the things he wants to do, and be with Cindy as his helpmate to give her patience as well. Father, we are grateful to see Tom without bandages, and just again, a huge praise to you that you spared his fingers and his movement and nerves and ligaments that are all okay. That's just the reminder again and again of how you watch out over us in big things and small things. And those are the things behind the scenes that we may never know until eternity. Father, we pray for the ministries of our church. We thank you for the opportunity to invest in the lives of our students in our community through Sunday school, through Club Rock. We pray for the preparation for the Christmas program for Sunday school, for our time the next couple weeks with Club Rock to reflect upon why we celebrate Christmas and the opportunity to present the gospel again and again. Help us to see and be able to be used by you in the needs of our students. And we thank you for our Sunday school program, the ministry we have to children through adults. We also thank you for the missionaries we support. We lift up CEF to you as they work on preparing for their winter retreat, for the five-day clubs, the finding staff, but also for the weekly clubs they have scattered throughout the state, and for the opportunity we have to invest in students in other communities. Father, we continue to pray for the issues of our world. We pray for Ukraine and Russia, and as we have missionaries on both sides, that you would give those families wisdom, that you would give the rulers the motivation for peace. Father, we pray for those that are just caught in the middle, and your church that reaches out in the midst of the danger to try to meet those needs. Father, we shake our heads and wonder what exactly is going on, but we know you have a plan. And as we look at the book, the back of the book in Revelation, we see that you win, that everything comes under your feet. So Father, help us to follow your son's words, to be faithful, to be building your kingdom, and both here and around the world. We thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, and to see how you use that and multiply it in our own ministries here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. I'm glad to have you and John back from your adventures in New York. If you will take your hymn books, we can stay seated for this first song, number 124. It'll be either check your hymn books or up on the screen, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, number 124. Oh.
gifted Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find a rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation,
you to stand with me as we sing the next song, 145. O Come All Ye Faithful, number 145.
Happy